In a release, Vandenberg County Clerk Carla Hayden says the first of the new voting machines started arriving Tuesday. The new machines are called Unisign Open Election Freedom Vote tablets. They replace the iVotronic machines, which have been in use since 2004. Voters will still make their selections on a touchscreen, but the voter will review their selections on a paper ballot. According to Hayden, the touchscreen does not record votes as in the past. It is for selection purposes only, and then a ballot is printed. Once the voter is satisfied with their choices, they run the paper ballot through a scanner that reads the ballot and then drops it into a ballot box for retention. The new voting machines cost just over $2 million. Federal funding paid for the machines. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.